So moving into the Fiesta Bowl, just keeping the offense going on January 2nd, Stanford and Oklahoma State. This one, once again, should be a lot of fun and projects out to be an offensive showdown.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be back-to-back, probably two of the most fun games, maybe the two best games of the bowl season, we hope. But when I look at this game, the first thing that sticks out to me that I can't wait to see, how is Andrew Luck and his masterful game management skills that we all rave about, how is he going to do against an Oklahoma State defense that we've all year we've talked about? They're 107th in the country. They're not any good between the 20s. But you know what? They've gotten 42 turnovers to lead the country. They're ahead of LSU. Will Andrew Luck, and going up against a defense that has gotten 42 turnovers, will he be able to maintain those great game management skills that he's shown throughout the throughout his career? Because I'm very curious. It's a bend but don't break defense, but they are really good at getting turnovers, and I want to know how Andrew Luck's going to manage that.
Yeah, it's the main question, because Oklahoma State has lived and died by the turnover all season, and so if Stanford goes out there and plays a smart game and doesn't turn the ball over, you have to assume they have a great shot of winning the game. By all other defensive measures, Stanford is clearly better. They give up less points. They give up less yards, both rushing and passing. They're clearly the quote-unquote better defense. But like you said, 42 turnovers, a plus 20 turnover rating, and that was with Brandon Whedon throwing a few more interceptions than Andrew Luck did. Stanford only has 21 takeaways, and they're a plus 6 turnover margin. That's a major difference. It's the age-old adage, if you win the turnover battle, you win the game. It's hard looking at these numbers to say that Oklahoma State isn't going to win the turnover battle. So is Stanford going to be able to do enough to overcome that? That's the million-dollar question, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you know, both of these teams are 11-1, and again, it's two more programs that we can throw into that discussion.
Oh, and more so. Right, they're right, right on the finish. Yes.
I mean, they're right on the verge of being, again, you look especially at Oklahoma State. They got the in-state rivalry going their way for the first time in basically a decade. Now they're in full throttle, let's go as far as we can, let's take this program to the next level. You win a game like this, and this is why a lot of people question the motivation level of Oklahoma State, because Brandon Whedon even talked about how disappointed they were. It hit them really hard being left out by that kind
especially
of a margin.
Especially after winning that game.
I mean, how many times is an Oklahoma State team going to be that close to a national title game? And the question is, you can look at it one of two ways. One, we don't get here very often. We should have been in the game. Or two, we're building a perennial top five team. Let's take this Stanford game as seriously as we can. Let's make a statement on a national stage for recruiting the way a lot of other programs like in Oregon or Wisconsin. And let's get back to the national title game next year if we're running our program the way it should be run. So I don't think motivation will be nearly as much of a factor. Yeah, you're let down if you're an Oklahoma State fan that you didn't get in. But I think this kind of a stage and this kind of a game should be there.
I don't think Oklahoma State has enough of a history to blow this game off. That's the thing. I completely hear what you're saying, and we've seen that in years past. Look at Alabama a couple years ago. They had no interest in playing in the Sugar Bowl against Utah, and Utah beat them as a double-digit underdog. You do see motivation factors like that play in, but this is a huge game for Oklahoma State, and I'd argue if they beat Stanford, especially convincingly, and that Alabama-LSU game ends up being another LSU win, Oklahoma State can sit there and say, you guys made the wrong choice. No. Now, we both disagree with that. We both agree that LSU would have beaten Oklahoma State, but they certainly don't have to feel that way. They have to make a statement in this game. I think if Stanford wins this game, Oklahoma State, any argument they have is gone. Yep. So this is a statement game, not only from a recruiting perspective, but to prove, hey, we were deserving. We did get screwed. Yeah. They have to win this game. And it is amazing how far both of these programs have come. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could talk about Oklahoma State and all the things they're doing this year. Beating Texas 2 years in a row. Beating Oklahoma this year. Just they're getting over the hump in a big way. Stanford a couple years ago wasn't relevant. And now all of a sudden they're right here too. This is their second straight BCS Bowl. So huge games for both teams. I personally don't think motivation is going to be a factor. I'd actually be disappointed in Oklahoma State if they did come out unmotivated right in this, even though they have every reason to be disappointed that they don't get a chance. This is a big chance too. They're not playing a dud team here. Stanford is totally legit. And I was saying in the last conversation about how we can talk about Wisconsin and Oregon right there up with LSU. I mean, both of these teams, one-loss teams, could have easily been national championship teams had a few bounces gone their way. So
yeah, I mean, if you look at this, the defense that Stanford has is a pretty intriguing unit because they're ranked in the top 25 in total defense, even without Shane Scove, who we all know is kind of their leader, both in talent and emotionally.
Yep.
And yet, the most amazing stat that I've seen from them, Stanford hasn't allowed a receiver to go over 100 yards this season in a conference in the Pac-12
Wow.
that is a pretty good conference for receivers, and they don't have a shutdown corner, really. I mean, they have good corners, good Right. athletes, but nobody that you'd say, this guy shuts you down every time. It's a unit that it just kind of goes into their character. They do it under the radar. They're a no-name unit on defense, and yet they've statistically ranked well against the pass and the run, and they're going to be going up against Justin Blackmon. Now, you know he knows that. You know he's heard they haven't given up a 100-yard receiver, and I'm sure he's anxious to be that first guy, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if he was, but it's just another stat to chew on when you try to kind of take the Stanford team and figure out why are they good? Why are they 11-1? There's another reason.
The defense is great, but you know, it's like I was talking about with Oregon a little bit. When I look at Stanford's resume, when they played against Oregon, they gave up a ton of points. When they played against USC, one of the best games of the year, they gave up a lot of points. The Pac-12 has a lot of games that are a little easier than we'd like them to be. I wonder sometimes how Stanford's going to do against an Oklahoma State team that's obviously capable of scoring at the level that Oregon or USC did. That's why I lean Oklahoma State in this game. I look at this game, and by the way, Joseph Randall completely gets ignored.
Yeah,
and
ridiculous.
He gets no press whatsoever. Yeah. He has nearly 1,200 yards, 23 touchdowns on the ground on a team that's primarily a passing team. So don't just think you can hone in on the pass and the game is over. This guy can beat you on the ground too. Oklahoma State, I look back to the Kansas State game, and Stanford's a better team than Kansas State, but Kansas State would score to take the lead, and Oklahoma State would take it back in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I feel about this game, that it's similar to what we saw in the Stanford-Oregon game. I feel like Stanford has, they obviously have an incredible offense, and they're obviously capable of scoring well into the 40s or 50s if they have to. But they still run, they run a three tight end set.
Yeah.
I mean, they run a lot of running plays. They don't have that one wide receiver, especially with the Owusu out, that's going to just beat you down the field. They're going to have to earn their points. Well, Oklahoma State can just go get them all in one play, and they constantly do. I just feel like with Oklahoma State's tendency to get turnovers, it's just going to be a game that Stanford's going to get overwhelmed in. I hope I'm wrong as a fan of the Pac-12, but I think it's going to be a close game. When I say overwhelmed, that could be misconstrued, but I just think Oklahoma State's going to make a few more of those huge plays on both sides of the ball and end up with the win.
Yeah, it's funny because this Oklahoma State team has all the skill position players, all the flash, again, that you want to see. Great running back, great receivers, obviously a great quarterback. And by the way, on defense, guys like Broderick Brown and Markell Martin that are All-American type corners. I mean, for as much as this defense has given up its share of yards, there's a reason that they've turned the ball over as much as they have, and it's very good corners in the back. The thing is, Stanford doesn't really care because they don't utilize their receivers that much.
Right.
So those corners really are going to be wasted going up against receivers for Stanford that occupy space a lot of the time. So I don't know that Andrew Luck is going to care that much about the receivers being taken away. Like we said, they live and die with their tight ends and their run game. And another running back that's underrated is Stephon Taylor, who hasn't had Joseph Randall's year, but he's had a heck of a year himself.
Year.
And it's one of those guys that gets completely overlooked. I look at Stanford, and I don't know if they're going to play this way, but they were very good with time off to prepare for Virginia Tech. Now, it's Virginia Tech last year, but this is a team that's good when they have time to prepare. I think they had a lot of time to diagnose what Oklahoma State likes to do on offense, and if they are capable of stopping them early on, if they don't let them get out to an electrifying lead, you know, with Justin Blackmon going crazy and Whedon throwing it all around, if they can establish a little bit of a tempo of getting some three and outs early, I give them a chance in this game, because they are going to take a lot of time with the ball. They're not going to. They're going
to. Yeah,
take
that
their
can definitely
time.
Work to their advantage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They have to. They're going to have a lot of first down, first and five, then second and three. Then they're going to convert a third down. They're going to get up and down the field in a much slower pace. And it's just how they like to play anyway. They're kind of naturally geared that way. That might be the way that if they keep that Oklahoma State offense off the field a little bit, they might get frustrated, and who knows what could happen from there.
Yeah, there's no question that if they are able to stop or even slow down Oklahoma State, they have a great chance of winning, because honestly, without the turnovers, Oklahoma State is a 3 or 4 loss team. Yeah. I mean, the defense, from a statistical perspective, wasn't very good at all. So there's no reason to believe that Stanford can't run. I could see Stanford on first down running for 5 or 6 quite often and just having their whole playbook open on 2nd and 4s and 3rd and 3s. So there's plenty of reason to like Stanford here on offense. Right. I'm just concerned about the defense, despite the good numbers, but maybe that preparation comes into play.
That's why it's such an intriguing game. I mean, again, the Rose Bowl and the Fiesta Bowl, two very intriguing style matchups, because Stanford is kind of the Wisconsin of this game. They control the line of scrimmage. Yep. They tend to play
a
slow-down
comparison.
Style. So it's kind of fun how these two games are going to be stylistically. I'm going to go again, this is one of my head tells me Oklahoma State, but I'm going to go with Andrew Luck in what is surely his final college football game. Yep. I think he'll bring his best for this one. You hope he does to
Definitely.
Go out. And maybe that's enough if he manages the game, doesn't turn it over, gets Taylor and the running game started, and then makes enough plays with his tight ends. They might actually have a chance to win something in kind of a 30s shootout type of game.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Oklahoma State for all the reasons I mentioned, but you bring up a great comparison with Stanford and Wisconsin. I was going with Wisconsin because I was saying that was the safe team. Like, I'm not worried about the layoff. I'd agree with you on Stanford. I'm not concerned with Stanford. I'm quite confident Stanford's going to score into the high 30s, if not 40s. The question mark in this game for me is whether or not they can stop Oklahoma State, and I'm going to say they don't, but if they do, or if not stop, at least slow down, all the better. Well, but it should be a great game either way.
Yep.